Let's go through some gratitude. Let's go through some gratitude before we get here.
Definitely.
I'm grateful that you take it away first.
Well, I'm grateful. I'm actually grateful for the whiteboards here now with minimal notes, but it's nice.
Topic. It's minimal.
Headline, like, just kind of keeps me on track.
We're kind of learning how to take it down a notch.
I am grateful that you have patience with me learning how to do all this.
I'm grateful that we just keep getting through this and learning from it. I mean, we're here. It's episode 12.
Definitely we are here, and welcome to another episode of Plantspiration Unplugged. We're John and Stephanie Ignafo, founders of Plantspiration. That's the nonprofit we started to help people go plant-based for their health, the animals, and the planet.
That's right. Mm-hmm. People know us for losing 250 pounds as a family and reversing a slew of our own chronic diseases. But now people know us for starting Plantspiration and helping tons of people prevent and reverse disease to reaching and teaching all over the world. We're grateful for everybody to be here today. Yeah. Remember to like, subscribe, share. I'm pumped.
Definitely share. Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring. And thank you, everybody, for taking the time to even listen to this.
Right. Taking the time to comment and to really...
It means so much to hear it.
It does mean a lot. I mean, we got some great...
You got the comments with you?
I have.
I talked about it. I was like, maybe we'll talk a little bit about the comments in here. But what I wanted to do this week was let's wait until we get in here to break down the week. You know, we're still trying to find our rhythm. We're still trying to find we just want to have fun while we're in here.
Definitely.
That's what that's about.
I'm just learning how to have fun. With a microphone in my face.
Are you having fun?
I am having fun. I am.
So
it's you know, a little nerve wracking, but what's, I have notes.
We've got the notes. We're gonna
I need a little topic, a little something. There's so much goodness going on. It's like what do we talk about?
Exactly. And then it's hard because I'm like, don't talk to me about it. Yeah. Don't talk to me about it. Like, then you think I'm not you think I'm not wanting to talk about it, but I'm really trying to find I get excited when we talk about this stuff. So then I'm like, wait, hold on, just wait till this weekend.
Yeah.
Then we change the date. So we're recording on a different day.
Yeah, let's change it up.
Changing it up so we have a day where we're actually not thinking about so you can focus on your work and I can focus on
this is great. Yeah.
On my work.
A whole day to do whatever you need to do and take care of. Besides this or that or anything food related.
Don't you think it's all about blocking out time?
It is definitely all about blocking out time. And I'm telling you, yeah.
Do you block out time?
I am starting to now because I really noticed this week at work.
Where are you blocking it out? Like, where are you putting that?
No, I just started really making lists because...
I like this.
Seriously, there's like 5 or 6 benches, you know, in front of all the different CNC machines and grinders and stuff. And I noticed there was a project on every bench. And I'm like, oh man, I got to work on this. Then I turn around, oh geez, I got to get this done. And then it was like, I just... Like, you know what? I'm going right now to get a pad of paper and write down all the stuff I need to do.
Are you telling me you've been running around trying to categorize and prioritize and take care of all that stuff in your head?
Yeah.
No wonder you're having a hard time.
Running two businesses.
Yeah.
Two machine shops. And I mean, one is like super.
I didn't realize that you weren't
like multi-million dollar company tool room and stuff.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, you know what? I should probably use a list or something. Now,
what made you start thinking about that?
I only started thinking about or started writing a list so I can feel the good when I check it off on a list.
Are you being a smart aleck right now?
I am really kind of not. I gotta have my stuff written down, of course, but I think about that. Well, once I get it done, I can mark it off. That's a good feeling. I've just now realized
that. I love that. Well, I'm looking at him like, are you kidding me right now?
Well, you didn't want to talk during the week, so you're getting it all now.
This is what, you hear me say it all the time, and it's truly because of how I've been, how I feel about it.
I've seen you building the business here, you know, a global Plantspiration, helping people around the world.
I had to have a list.
Yeah. There are lists everywhere. I mean, post-it stuck on the mirrors. There's stuff on
That's not a list. That's inspiration.
Oh,
on my
those
mirror.
Are inspiration. Yeah.
Turn me down a little bit. I feel. Am I like too?
It's a list of goods.
Am I too sparky? Oh, that sounded cool. How about that? Oh, that feels a little bit better. No, a little bit louder.
Okay.
How do I sound, you guys? I wish somebody could tell us. Yeah, we need production.
You sound good. Yeah, I know. I'm telling you, we need an engineer kind of dude.
But we were not going to wait for all those perfect pieces to come into place. Is it too quiet?
I wouldn't be doing it.
No, I think this is better.
We need somebody to do that.
So let me ask you this.
That'd be fun.
That's an inspirational quote on my mirror. On any mirrors is going to be an inspirational quote. That's more like positive. But I'm guilty of lists. And I need to make a new list each week of all the, like, it gets compiled.
Oh, yeah. It's these,
I mean, there's personal
note cards, these big note cards.
I'm a big five by seven.
Those are.
I'm a big 5x7. Or is it 4x7?
5x8 or something. I don't know.
They're pretty big. And then they're color coded. Mm-hmm. Well, because they have.
Can't even figure out the color coding yet.
There isn't any order. I'm just trying to build one in. Like maybe green always for the grocery store, purple always for class nights. It's just like I'm trying. You got to kind of trial and error.
Find your rhythm or whatever.
Got to find your rhythm. Let me ask you this. Now that you've got a list and you're feeling more organized, did it help?
Yeah. It made me realize I really do have a lot to do.
Is this why you said it? Listen, this is happening right in front of everybody, which is the beauty of this.
What happened?
Our desire to inspire rolled right into this podcast of we're going to do something that we've never done. We're going to get good at it. We're going to reach our goals, go into the top, get more people healthy. All because of listening to stuff like this. So you made a list this week. You took it in. He came to me and he said, I think we should try it on a Saturday. Maybe I'll be less stressed out.
Yeah.
You know, we don't like stress. And the whole point is we're learning how to manage it through not just breathing or meditation or exercise, but really reassessing the situation. Because if you're stressing out, we got to do something different.
Well, definitely. This is just going to work out better. It makes more sense.
Why were you stressed out?
Well, talking about not, or just, I've had so much in my head that I need to do, so it's like hard to focus on just talking.
You
just
have to have a list. It's like a brain dump, and I've talked about that. Like, if you don't bring, so if you're at home and you're wondering what we're talking about, just get a piece of paper and start dumping all your thoughts out. You need to do an oil change. You need to go grocery shopping. I want to try the lasagna. I forgot I needed to clean this. I should probably start getting this ready for my next project. I forgot about that email. I mean, this can go, I mean, I'm going to be talking Monday about. Never mind about that. Let's back it up. So if we don't have, I'm already thinking, my list is already making me think about what I have to do next. Wait. So the list is important to me. And when you cross it off, you literally get a hit of dopamine, like you accomplish something.
Okay.
So even if you already did the dishes and you're here right now, write down on that list, do the dishes and cross it off and see what I'm talking about.
Ooh, that's a good idea. I could like backtrack with things that I've done. And
it's what you could do it and it's going to make you feel good.
That's awesome.
So we're in here on a different day. I think this is great. And thank you for suggesting it, by the way. I wanted to ask you something. Since we finally are in here, what was the highlight of your week? I've been waiting to get in here to ask you, what was the highlight of your week on the spot?
Actually, we just talked about it. Really getting, just making the list of all the little projects really helped me.
That has to feel good.
Yeah, it made me feel like I really have more control of what's going on. Hey, man, there's a lot of tools to make, working at the company down the road.
I'm glad that you're doing that because it matters.
And then the stress really was like when we would record on Sunday, it's like I didn't have like a full day in my shop to really knock out some work.
And it's broken up too. I know it's like hard to stop working and start working. So
it's hard. I can't.
Then
like,
you've got this over you. Like, let me get this done. I mean, and then the whole point is we want to make it fun. We're having fun. Like, we have a lot of fun when we're talking throughout the week, but there's a lot. This week was busy.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have time to even market the classes. I didn't have time to, get the reels out for a certain,
let me preface that with, how was your week?
You never gave me the highlight of yours.
You said the list. I feel like I have stuff more controlled at my day job.
My highlight was, every day there's a highlight.
I know, it's hard to pick it out because you're helping people
my highlight was the legume award from the physicians committee. Yes,
that you did. You earned a prestigious award for...
Humbled.
For teaching 1,553 or 58?
58 people they recorded that I taught.
A lot of attendees for the whole year of 2024. I mean, crushed.
And that I've taught, that we've taught... a class, a nutrition education and cooking class, almost nearly every single week. I actually canceled for the first time. I think I canceled the class this year because of my...
Well, we moved it to a different week.
We moved it to a different week.
We didn't cancel it. We just rescheduled it.
True. But I mean, through all the stuff, I try to... That was a bad back situation I had.
Yeah.
My back's bad. Your back is bad. You know, we have these issues like a lot of people.
I am human.
We are human. I used to carry 100 pounds around. I was not in the greatest shape. I've done some damage. I've talked about that, about my knees and how they've been bad. So anyway, I don't usually let things stop me, but that did.
Yeah.
We made up for it. Just talking about perseverance, I guess, is why I think about that. That was my way of being like, look at all the things that you overcame and accomplished despite, you know, the obstacles. So... Mm-hmm. We taught class almost every week.
I think just getting the recognition.
That was so nice. Because
I see you. Yeah, I mean, you work. You just, I mean, you love what you do, but you're working a lot and helping a lot of people. It's way more than, and that's just the cooking portion. That was just our nutrition education.
That's just Wednesday. We cook for an hour, hour and a half Wednesday. There's some prep that goes into that. So I do take the time to, I am so passionate about that class. You know, you're at work. I want to make sure I take some time so that I can set up the class for us. You know, everybody's coming in and I want it to be
awesome. We're fun. Exciting. I want you guys coming back.
Learning.
You know, we have a great time.
Getting healthy doesn't have to be boring and eating your plants off doesn't have to be hard. I'm loving that too. Mm-hmm. Well, it's true. We want people to have a good time. So anyway, you've been there by my side for every single class since May of 2019 when I became a Food for Life instructor. You know, I got home with this curriculum and I didn't know what the heck I was doing. I just knew I was going to do it. And that right there is just, I just, once I lost the 100 pounds, once I changed everything, I thought we can do, quit drinking, quit smoking cigarettes. It was like, we could do anything is just what I started thinking. I'm not afraid to be me. I'm not afraid to fail, and I'm not afraid to make mistakes.
Yeah, that's how we learn.
That's the highlight of my week, and that's how I was really humbled when they gave me this award.
Yeah, it's recognition you deserve.
I've taught like the most classes, or most attendees.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And then the most
you had the most feedback.
Surveys.
Yeah.
My participants fill out the surveys and let them know how awesome it is. And our classes are awesome. I should share. I should actually share a lot of the feedback because we get a lot of feedback from every class what people think.
Heck yeah.
I could make like a whole reel.
I got one. Just a quickie little feedback if I could share.
Yeah.
If I could.
This is a surprise.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I don't want to like.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm going to redact it or whatever you call it. But Stephanie, Plantspiration is the real deal. Stephanie is hands down one of the smartest, kindest, and inspiring people that I've ever met. She has taught me so much about nutrition. Mind you, we're talking, they say, I'm a science major and a registered nurse.
Wow.
I had to learn everything regarding nutrition science from Stephanie. And now that's what I'm sharing with everyone that she meets. Oops.
Wow.
It's a she, but that's, she is awesome. And
thank you for that,
you,
by the way.
Love you so much.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's powerful because like I ran into somebody this week and, you know, they mentioned, oh, I have Hashimoto's. And and I said, yeah, we've had quite a few people. A lot of people, it's reversible, you know.
Yeah.
There's going to have to be some changes made. Mm-hmm. And she goes, well, why right away? Why wouldn't my doctor tell me this? And I was like, I don't have a lot of time to you. No, I didn't say that. I said, there's a lot involved in that. But I said, that's a great question and exactly how I felt right away when I found out about it. I said, I was like, why weren't they talking about it? You know, now we are. They just aren't taught this information. And that's why I started Plantspiration. The first thing I asked my daughter when she wanted to go vegan was, where are you going to get your protein? Mm. Where are you going to get your calcium? And it is the number one thing that I think people ask when you say you're going plant-based or vegan or, you know.
Yeah.
Vegan is what we don't eat and whole food plant-based is what we do eat. But
I like what you said this week where it's like America, the world pretty much is obsessed with protein and they don't even know where it comes from.
It's true. It's true. People love that reel. I love doing those, by the way. I get into it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm sending you them in the morning. I'm like, what do you think of this? Is this funny?
Yeah.
It's funny.
I love it.
Some of these, I think, I just want people to laugh, but it's true. America's obsessed with protein and they don't even know where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from plants, by the way. And somebody right now is Googling it like, what is she talking about? I'm talking about thousands of hours of nutrition, education and conferences and the science. All protein comes from plants. All plants come from protein. And I wish I had my megaphone when I talk about this.
All protein.
That doesn't mean you have to change anything right now. That just means the evidence is there. And I think we need to start talking about it and teaching about it. This is like something we should learn in kindergarten.
Yeah, this is the more you know.
The more you know. Yeah, this should be across the more you know, because that's what it takes to have strong bones, strong teeth, you know, strong cellular function. That's if we don't have these proper nutrition, and plant protein is better for us than animal protein. So again, the information, the evidence is out there. Don't just take my word for it.
That's right.
We keep saying we're not the ones writing the research. We're just reading it and teaching it. Reaching it and teaching it.
That's right.
Talk about a desire to inspire. When I read messages like that and notes like that.
A lot. You send a lot to me. It's great. It's awesome.
Do you like when I send them to you?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you guys hear that? Please. Love comments. We love hearing, you know, what you think of the podcast, if it's making you laugh, if it's inspiring, if you're making lists, if you're, you know, taking more deep breaths.
I've heard already. Most of all, you know what? I signed at Plantspiration. I signed up because of your podcast.
Because of the podcast. Well,
that's awesome.
Everybody.
I mean, we just try to inspire people to live a happier, healthier kind of a.
Everybody deserves to be their healthiest, and there's a lot of information, and it's very overwhelming, and we're not doctors, we're not dietitians, they aren't taught this stuff. We teach nutrition education how to make diet and lifestyle changes stick and last. And
I mean, doctors know this. There's doctors that
are saying
that send their patients to Plantspiration.
Plantspiration is doctor recommended, for sure.
Yep, for sure, definitely.
And we're grateful for that. Get healthy, conquer fears, achieve goals. I guess that's what it's about. So we lose the weight, we start the business, and kind of watching everybody join, and some people are starting it for the first time.
Yeah.
Some people are starting it for the 10th time. How to get this down and how to...
This is where your skills come in and how you are...
Me?
Yeah, because you're inspiring others to...
Well, I think we're doing that right in here, too.
Be inspired. I know, but I'm talking about during the week with your coaching calls and stuff. You're really crushing it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What?
It's awesome.
I'm speechless right now. Thank you.
Don't do that, because I don't really talk much.
What I want this podcast to evoke is that inspiration of people seeing we're stumbling through. We're learning just the way that I teach people doing this. People don't know how to get healthy. You know, and it's the number one thing we realized. We just didn't know how.
Yeah.
And we had to start learning how. The same way we're kind of doing this and learning this is what I want to share is there's going to be obstacles. There's going to be problems. There's going to be days that it gets stressful. Mm-hmm. But we just went back and reassessed it. Like I say, critical thinking. If it's getting stressful, if it's getting hard, stop and think, what can we do differently?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what we're doing.
And, you know, I was thinking about how you're talking about, you know, we're eating healthy and doing all this, but we ate healthy before. We just didn't know this information. Ground turkey, skinless
what
chicken,
a great way to
breast,
put it.
You know.
Somebody mentioned it today in Saturday support.
Broiled or baked and not fried. And it's like.
All of that stuff. Man. Cutting calories, cutting carbs. That's what we lived on our whole life. And that's what we're basically, it's not just nutrition education. It's not just teaching people this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's unlearning, you know, these behaviors. Mm-hmm. It's not genetics that we have disease. It's genetically how we learn to cook. And that goes the same way with the way we learn to talk to each other, the way that we you know, learn to live. It's, I just can't imagine my life if I had not done this.
I don't know. I wouldn't be sitting here talking about it.
Well, that's for sure. I would be on the couch. I would probably be three sheets to the wind, as they say.
Well, yeah, what time? You know? Yeah, it is afternoon.
Exactly. It's afternoon on a Saturday.
Somewhere.
Yeah, it would have been on the phone, you know, talking about everything that I didn't like. And this is what I mean when I say good food, good mood. Yeah, it takes you back there for a minute.
Yeah, it did. I just remember drinking and smoking and just feel like we're living life, aren't we?
It did feel like that. And we did feel like we were healthy all the time. I mean, I was on every diet. We were doing everything. Mm-hmm. But we were getting bigger and we were getting bigger
My
and we were
getting were sicker. My numbers were good, though. My numbers were good, you know, the medicines and stuff, whatever you're taking.
Yeah, but...
They're just pulling the numbers with the pills.
It's not the way it works. And that's why... I want to talk about that in here. I want to talk about that. Like I said, a lot of people say, I've got this, I've got heart disease, I've got that. Mm-hmm. And why isn't my doctor talking about it? First of all, that's okay. We are. Yeah. You can research it right now. This is inspiring, listening to people every week at Plantspiration, learning how to get this down, coming together to do it, and being inspired by it. Somebody said today, you know, we're not hearing this.
No.
You know, how do you make this stick? How do you make this happen? And it everybody said, it just takes a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Give yourself a break. Getting healthy habits is... Making any change is work.
Yeah.
This is work.
Definitely.
But I want it to be fun, and I keep doing
work.
That.
It's fun work, though.
Yeah. I always will try to turn it in... Not try. I always do turn it into, let's have some fun.
That's...
While we're doing it.
Well, yeah, we're not... I mean, I want to do this. I want to have fun. I'm having a great time now. This is awesome. I love this schedule better already.
You do? You feel it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big time.
Well, we just got off the Saturday support group, which is like nothing but an hour of dopamine of people talking about how great the things are going. Even for people that aren't going great, I feel so inspired. I feel so motivated. And that's what we need, is a little support when we're going through this. I'm not going to mention names, but right away this gal coming in here, like, I'm making this tofu chili and I'm serving it to my family and they are loving it, and I'm not saying nothing, and it's so good. Like, they're finding ways to make this be a good, happy thing. Definitely. Well, they're getting empowered.
Well, I like when people do that, and when they just like make something that's, I mean, all the stuff we have is delicious, but they don't, you know, they just make it and serve it. And everybody loves it. They don't need to know. Here, try this. It's vegan. That sets the undertone of might not taste
it's
good.
Definitely the
it's
approach.
So weird. It's so weird because it's like, of course it tastes great. There's like nothing dead in it.
Well, exactly. And we did a lot, like a lot of people I did talking last week about just taking action and doing stuff and making it happen, kind of like what we're doing in here. And by the way, the numbers. Oh my God. These numbers here for the podcast.
Yeah,
like, we gained over 1,300 followers on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Did you even look at Apple or iTunes or all the other places? Did you have time?
I did not. No.
Put that on your list.
Okay.
I need to make a podcast list. Make a pod. Exactly. So I have podcast lists.
I took care of the good numbers. I mean, these are all great.
Yeah, I noticed they're not on the board.
Nope. I'm going to surprise you. This is something new, too. You're not
really
going to. That's last week's poundage on the board.
I noticed 1,063 pounds. Uh-huh. And I came in here and I go, oh, you didn't write the new number. And you're like, not doing it. This change, like we've learned, it's just, it takes a little bit of work.
Yeah, no, this is great.
I thought somebody was going to do all this for me in the beginning. Remember?
Yeah.
Like, hey, could you run the whole website for me? And, you know, you can do all my social media. And, you know, who you was in my head.
Who was it?
Well,
you just thought, like, the whole family.
I really did. That was my mistake.
She'll have her part. He'll be doing that. He'll be doing that.
That was my mistake. I wasn't as self-aware at that point. I was so excited about everything that I thought everybody was
just as excited
to work.
It's not we weren't. We're excited, but not that excited.
Exactly. And kind of a reflection of that was me realizing, just like starting eating, you know, plant-based or giving up you know, by the way, everybody's thinking about giving up. And I noticed when I just said that giving up, it wasn't about what I was giving up. It was about what I was gaining. But in the beginning,
you
really think about like, oh man, I've got to give this stuff up. Yeah. I did. What? Did you?
Well, that, yeah, that's, I mean, in the beginning, that's how you think. Like, oh, man.
Hold on. I want to go back there for
after
a second.
After a few days, I felt how healthy I was already. Like, holy cow, I have energy. There was just, it hold turned around so quick.
Back it up. I want you to really think here for a second. Huh. I know exactly what my response would be, but when I said, what were you afraid of giving up? What were you thinking?
My sausage biscuit thingy. Then
you would hide
I would
that.
Always get
yeah, but
that.
You would not hide it, but you would not you tell me about it.
Well, yeah, you don't need to know. So all of a sudden I'm but going past a place that has that on the way to work.
And I could kind of tell by the smell.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I know you had a Whopper. I could tell by the smell.
Oh, that was before plants.
Or Pizza Puff. Yeah, this is what I'm saying. Yeah. I would know.
Pizza Puff. Jeez. You had a Whopper with onion rings, didn't you? Gosh, how the hell?
And that's what I mean.
4 or 5 hours later.
So you right away thought, oh, my gosh, I've got to give up this sausage biscuit.
Yeah. Yeah, in the beginning, I was like,
what else?
Actually, the final thing after I got over that.
Wow.
No, it was tuna. Remember the last thing was tuna. Yeah, we talked about
that. There's a recipe for both things. Now you have your own breakfast sausage.
I make my own stuff. It's so much better and it makes you feel great.
And here's the thing. Oh my gosh, Tony the Tiger was.
You're great.
Oh my gosh. So what I was going to ask you is, first of all, now you make your own stuff. But even back then in 2013, there wasn't like vegan cheese. There wasn't plant-based food. There wasn't anything like that, like
not
the
much,
burgers or...
There was like one burger.
There was Boca Burgers.
Yeah.
But we went straight to...
No, we were eating so clean that...
We were eating whole food, plant-based, no oil, right out the gate. Yep. Lots of raw, because we were in it to, let's make this work. We weren't distracted with the other food. We were so focused on our health.
Yeah,
like definitely. We were dying.
Yeah.
I mean, and here's what's funny is you're over here thinking about this sausage that you're going to give up. No wonder we would get to the turkey and the chicken each day thinking this is healthy. Well, you know what I mean? We associated the fast food with unhealthy and now turkey and chicken with healthy.
Yeah, yeah,
what
exactly.
A horrible food
pyramid. There is just
it's backwards.
It's just a mess of screwed up information out there and everybody's just not eating the optimal food.
They're not because they don't know how. And well, we didn't know how.
And I'm not beating up on it. We used to pride ourselves on our chili.
Yeah.
And ground beef in it and everything.
No, it wasn't ground beef. It was ground turkey.
Ground turkey, sorry.
We rarely ever ate red meat. As sick as we were, as heart disease as I had, autoimmunes between the two of us.
I remember that where I'm like, we got to make it out of ground turkey now? Gosh. But I was like, well, it's healthier. Okay. I'm
good. Yeah. I was always trying.
It just clicks in your head like, oh, it's going to be healthier. Okay. Still tastes great. So.
How about the frozen bags of chicken breast?
Oh, God.
Now we know what's in it.
Yeah. A lot of shit you shouldn't have.
I mean, John, there's so much. We didn't know. Okay. We're getting off course because, of course, I'm thinking about what we didn't know.
Yeah.
Once you learn that stuff, it's one thing. You can read all the information, but we want people to actually do it.
Yeah.
Actually say, you can hear all the information. You can read all the stuff. You can watch it all on social media. Chicken's bad for you. Meat is bad for you because it's out there if you're following the right people.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't know how then what to do.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like everybody's hung up on, I got to stop this or I've got to give up this and I can't fit this. We really show people and inspire people how to fill up that plate. And
I mean, I know, but besides that, there's people.
I'm getting
out there,
pumped up. Hold on.
There's people that.
People are crushing it. You got a number you're not sharing with me?
Yeah, yeah.
Gosh, what time is it? Can you tell me now?
No.
I'm so excited. This day is giving me different vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday. Sorry, heck guys. Yeah. I like to sing.
That's awesome.
And I'm still processing the Saturday support group, by the way. So that's why I'm so all over with thinking of everybody's.
Yeah, so what I was going to say about the food and everything. Everybody's worried about what they're giving up. There's people that think they can't eat pizza anymore.
I hear that.
What?
I have to give up pizza to get healthy.
That's wrong.
We're doing it. No, that's not. Get over here.
Change your toppings.
We're
going to
show.
Change your toppings. Change your life.
Well, one of the things, do you know what I was worried about giving up right away?
I don't.
Come on.
I was circling around in it. What were you? I really, I don't know.
It started
Oreos?
With.
No.
I wasn't really an Oreo eater.
Krispy Kreme? No,
you don't I didn't.
Eat that stuff. I'm naming all the stuff you don't eat.
I didn't eat cookies. I didn't eat candy.
That's why I'm saying that.
Yeah. I really thought, like, I am.
Just to get you razzed up.
I thought I was the healthiest person I knew.
Wow.
We had fruit every day. I cooked every day.
Yeah.
We're getting back on the food every day. But what I didn't want to give up, Parmesan cheese.
Oh, yeah. Parmesan and vodka.
Parmesan. I couldn't live without it. Mm-hmm. So right away I said I couldn't give up cheese and I couldn't give up wine. And that's 99% of the things that people say right away when I...
Those exact two things,
too. It's usually those things.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I can empathize with that.
Well, cheese is literally chemically addictive, so I understand that.
That's not...
Well, I guess wine is, too.
You know what? None of this was our fault. And if anybody's not healthy or they're, you know, it's not your fault if you don't feel good.
Exactly.
I mean, there's things that we can do, but I want to just have some time with
you. It's not your fault.
It's not your fault. This isn't.
It's not your fault.
It's not.
Just stop. Okay.
What movie is that?
I ain't even telling you.
Hold on. Good Will Hunting.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like them apples?
How do you?
I do.
I think it's great.
So how do you like the note so far? Is it helpful?
Pretty good, yeah.
I kind of put in all of our week so that you had a reference, because I said to John, I said, what... you know, what was a highlight of your week? Or like, mm-hmm. What did you think about the order of doing this, this, this? And you would say, I don't remember. Now I know why. You weren't making a list, so you didn't have that brain dump. So I wanted to kind of break down what we did during the week a little bit. On Monday, I did that Monday motivation. And you've been listening is what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what it was on?
Yeah, actually.
Oh my
I
gosh.
Do know
you
what
took
it
notes
was
on top of my notes.
Oh, shoot. I thought it was in here. Oh, they're on the floor, actually.
Let me just say this. I thought...
Oh, wait. I know what it is.
Oh, I like that move.
I can remember. I remember, but that's why... Dang it, those aren't the notes.
Well,
I always lose my notes.
What I was saying is...
Did you take them from me?
Did I? No. No, I don't have... Oh, maybe I did.
I had it written down.
Maybe I had that one.
See, she took them from me. Here we are.
Sorry.
Duh, it was about non-negotiables.
Non-negotiables.
Yep.
I was waiting for this to come up, see?
Like your Parmesan?
No, like a car I talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody today, a dude today in the Saturday Sport Group, there's dudes.
Yeah, there is dudes. You should come in there and join us because we have a good time.
It is a good time. Everybody's cracking up. Everybody's laughing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's very positive. It's very motivating. And everybody can't wait to see each other.
I know.
There's
nothing
awesome. Like this.
No, there
anyway,
isn't.
He was saying he heard the podcast and he loved the analogy about the car reference, how we take care of our car.
Yeah.
And he's a diesel mechanic, so diesel mechanic crushing
it.
Mm-hmm. How much was he down?
Crushing
did he say?
It. Like 85 pounds.
And off
Since
all his
starting
meds.
Starting that plan inspiration? Yeah.
And all off his meds.
Yep.
What a great story. He found me on my bike hashtag.
Yeah, that was awesome. I remember that. It was years ago. He found you on your giant bike hashtag.
I ride giant bike. Yeah. I'm on my third bike. I've got almost 20,000 miles.
You don't know what's going on out in the world. We're just doing our thing, you know?
I mean, I know, but I'm trying to just...
I mean, who's watching and what they're doing and whatever. And all of a sudden, he messages you.
He was like, hey.
He was like, well, I got to tell you, you saved my life. I've been watching you and eating less meat and less animal and stuff, and everything about me feels better.
That was it.
That was, wow, that warmed my heart.
I probably grabbed my phone, ran out to the garage, yelled, oh my God, listen to the...
My nose almost burning. I remember you. It was like,
I think I see you welling up right now.
Yeah, shh.
It's, there. That's...
It's awesome. It's powerful.
There's the desire to inspire right there.
That's what we're doing this. That's why. To see people like really...
And he did. And then who did he inspire?
His wife.
Gosh dang.
They
were in our kitchen.
It.
They came up here from another state and were in my kitchen.
Yeah.
That was thanks to you.
Yeah, actually.
That was my 50th.
That was your surprise birthday party 50th.
Can we just, we didn't even, so mm-hmm. none of this was planned to talk about. We had some highlights of the week, and there's let's just kind of roll with it. But that birthday was one of the highlights of my life, by the way. Mm-hmm. To have pulled off a secret like this, and I am a busybody.
There was like several people. People flew in, people drove.
Gosh, like, you guys.
Across states to be here. Mm-hmm. Flying across
John
states,
put together...
Driving.
And the kids.
I don't know how.
And
oh,
the kids.
Yeah, I had a lot of help. That's how.
And the group was involved.
Yeah.
The whole group
and
was involved.
And the group. I'm like, let's do a side chat over here so she don't.
Who started the side chat?
I think Gene maybe helped me.
We
with
love
that.
You, genius. Mm-hmm. We've got some Plantspiration Pioneer people, and I had zero idea that people flew in from out of state. Uh-huh. Several.
Oh, yeah.
We rented a venue that I usually was doing the classes
it's our
at.
Venue that, yeah, I went and rented it like, oh, let's do this day and have a party.
And I'm talking, I'm in Saturday support group the day of the party, and people that were here in Illinois that don't live in Illinois were in the support group like nothing
like
had changed.
Nothing's happened.
Just seeing them today
that was awesome.
Made me really realize like how grateful I am for everything. Just that they were here, and I'm going to give, like, this isn't about getting, we have no Kleenex in here, but.
Don't, you're going to wreck my mascara.
This is the stuff that John and I are talking about, that is the desire to inspire on the days where it's like, man, this is a lot, or this is overwhelming to run a nonprofit, or to, you know, be running all this stuff, and everything is imperfect, and I didn't get the emails done, and my dishes are piled up, but for the love of kale.
I know, you just think of one of these.
Of these moments, and I'm just moved beyond that people flew in just to be here on my 50th birthday is unbelievable.
Awesome.
And then they're still here inspiring other people, sharing their story about how their life was changing just because they started eating more plants.
Yeah.
And I was riding my bike standing up or something like that, or with a microphone. Or if you guys don't follow me on my Instagram,
you should.
Yeah, you should.
We have a good time.
We have a really good time. So the 50th birthday party was wonderful. Yeah. And that just reminds me of going back to, I thought everybody was going to do all this stuff for me.
Yeah.
But I had to learn to do it myself.
Right, right.
To make it all happen.
I mean, you still, you know, everybody, I mean, you can use the help. You know, like I needed help getting that party together, making sure it came together.
How did you do
together.
That?
Private chat.
I seriously did. I was shocked, more so that nobody told me so I could have a new outfit. Like that was the first.
No, you had it. You looked good. You had like an interview thing.
No, it was the day. Was that the day?
It
that
was
I,
the day at, right after our support group. Then you had an interview
with Chuck Carroll or something.
Yeah, I think so. And then I had.
And we were getting out the magazine on my 50th birthday. We were on the Women's World magazine, the cover of it.
Yep. So it was like trying to get that all lined up and then get you over there, and they're like texting, when the hell are you gonna be here? I'm like, she's got an interview scheduled. I didn't even know.
Right, I'm just sailing through this new life, like I don't know what's happening next. But
well, yeah, in the beginning, I mean, you don't say, you say yes to everything because you want to talk, let's talk.
I started learning to get out of my comfort zone because this was completely out of my comfort zone.
I know, but it's like the growth that you get from it is,
I focused on those wins, I focused on the desire to inspire, I focused on, you know, the people we're talking about who said, oh my gosh, this totally changed my life. And then we don't have enough Kleenex in here for this. I go and I make a post, you know, which humbled and have so much gratitude to get this award from the Physicians Committee as from the Food for Life team. And there's so many amazing food. All Food for Life instructors are amazing. All of the people out there that are spreading the message, teaching people how to, coaching people how to, all of you, my gosh. Awesome. Thank you for what you do. All these people, you know, raising awareness for animal, you know, animal cruelty and environmental stuff. I mean, you don't need me to thank you, but I'm just saying thank you.
Yeah.
We just want to teach everybody how to eat healthier so that they can continue their mission to, you know, end all this as much as possible.
Definitely.
Starting with, we need to get healthy. We need to bring healthy back. And this is exactly the desire.
Definitely.
To inspire.
I love it.
I just, I don't know. I was writing some of this stuff down while I was stripping the beds to do laundry. So I hope they're balancing stuff. You know what I mean? Trying to balance all the stuff. Like I said, I didn't get all the
marketing
done today, but we've dropped new classes that, you know, after teaching any, I wanted to go back and say the comments that people left on that Legume Award.
Yeah.
That's where I skipped over because I don't want to cry. The comments of the impact that has been made is overwhelming. Like, I don't even know how to respond. Does that, you know what I mean? You see?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. And, you know, and you're more of a talker. You're not going to do one of those one message blanket thank yous.
Well, I'm literally so grateful that somebody's going to take the time and write, hey, you know, thank you for helping this happen, or just thank you.
Just so many good messages.
It's
goodness from people.
I'm also so grateful for the people that share their testimony of the impact that this has made.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Right.
For other others. People to see this is what this is about. And I'm just going to keep on being me and just kind of going with the flow of things.
Heck yeah.
And thank you for keeping up with me. I know I'm all over the place. I know I'm high energy.
It's all right.
It's because I'm so excited about this. I know it's not new anymore. It's 12 years that we've been doing this, but it still feels new to me every day.
That's awesome.
You know what I mean?
Kind of.
Well,
no, it's still, it's exciting because there's more people to help. There's more goodness we can do.
It's
and it
spreading.
Just feels good. Yeah.
It's,
that's what it is.
It's spreading.
Well, it goes along with getting that recognition, the award for teaching a ton of people. That is just awesome. I'm, cause you put your heart into it. Your heart and soul is into that, helping
same
people
to you.
Just to help people.
You're by my side every day.
Heck yeah.
You know,
have a good time.
Well, I want people to feel this good. I want to help people find their why, their worth. How about that gal? That 175 pounds.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But
that's awesome.
The whole change that we're seeing of people's self-confidence and, you know, even it, I can't put my, you have to get in here
awesome.
To see it and to feel it.
Because this is, Plantspiration is more, plant is in the word, and it's more than food. I mean, way more with the coaching and everything. It's like, even, you know, you got certain goals, you know, you're making different goals. Nothing to do with food, you know, you're going to start getting more active, you're going to do this.
Yeah, I
you
don't know if people realize that.
Really crushing goals. Yeah, you're a lifestyle
out there
medicine coach is what you do, and that's a whole lot of topics.
That's a lot. And I know we talk a lot about the cooking classes because everybody's so into food and recipes. Everybody has to eat. So,
and that's where it starts, to get the health and nutrition, to get your brain going, to get everything going.
It starts with the food.
It does.
And then it leads into the other stuff. Like this week was a big topic on meditation. And I know meditation isn't for everybody. And I know that more than anybody.
Yeah, you didn't think, you were like laughing at it in the beginning.
I
like
was.
Like not now of the beginning of this, but when you first heard it.
And I just want to say, it's not easy to admit like I mocked this or I joked about it. Like what, this is ridiculous. And it's embarrassing to some degree to be sharing that. But I'm trying to be
transparent.
Like,
what do you think? Well, everybody, like,
I'm trying to be genuine. Like, I thought it was a goofy thing to do. Like, what is this going to do? Yeah. Meditate to what? You know, I made fun of it. I, you know, my therapist would tell me to do it. And I would say things like, I would get mad, actually. My reaction would be like, this is what I didn't come in here for you to tell me to do. What is that going to do? I came in here to talk about my problems and how much my life blows.
Seriously.
And it didn't,
like,
blow as much as I thought. That's Tina Turner. What's Love Got to Do with It? We could be dropping movies the whole, but that was what she used. Okay. So.
And you're like, just stop, lady. What is that going to do? Meditate. I sit there and I just think of all my problems.
It's exactly what started it. So as, you know, as a lifestyle medicine coach, and the best way to explain this is in Dean Ornish's study for reversing heart disease, reversing Alzheimer's. Yes, reversing Alzheimer's. He's using intensive diet and lifestyle, you know, lifestyle medicine, what I'm talking about. It's about the food, you know, whole food, plant-based, exercise, sleep, social support, stress management, and removing toxins, alcohol, tobacco, toxins. So he, when I started hearing him kind of talk, I mean, I was already lost the weight, made significant changes in my life, and I was really trying to find myself.
Yeah.
You know, everything shifted. Different life was happening. People left. Things were just changing, and I didn't quite know how to handle it all. So there was a moment where I was like, gosh, dang it. Susan, I'm going to break out this breathing BS.
Yeah.
And it was like in a spite. Like, I'll show you this doesn't work.
I'll do this.
I'll sit down. See, problem's still there. Didn't work. And I would be done. So when people come to me and they say, oh, yeah, I tried it. My brain is all over the place. It's like, bingo. This is why we need to do it.
Yeah.
So you're going
to... If you've done it enough to realize my head won't stop.
That's a start.
You really should do it more until you can quiet that down.
It is an evidence-based... So then once I started seeing the evidence behind it, then I wanted to tell everybody, hey, I get it. This seemed a little weird to me.
Yeah, but there's evidence, so we're doing it.
I don't think I'd be... I know I say these things, but yes, the food, but I don't know if I would have maintained it had I not become more mindful and more self-aware. It allowed me to listen better. It allowed me to react differently to things. It allowed me to reframe my thinking. It allowed me to overcome obstacles, and it allowed me to get through grief, just anger, you know, all kinds of things. How? By having to kind of sit with yourself in that moment. And that's the work right there, like going to the gym. So we talked a little bit about that this week with the group. And I'll go live. I always tell John, we're going live. What? We're going live.
Oh, you already pressed the button. Okay.
Well,
yeah, I'm just kidding.
I just want to get in there when the thoughts come in my mind, like, let me talk to them a little bit about some meditation or mindfulness or breathing and the importance of it.
Mm-hmm.
The desire to inspire. It impacted me. It's worked so much, and there's evidence behind it that it's, and the people who are practicing it and bringing it in, there's no coincidence. They're doing,
they're doing
better.
Yeah, they're doing, that's what I'm saying. I see that on our support group meeting.
And as soon as one person starts talking about it, it's a ripple effect.
It is.
That's the community part.
It's awesome, yeah.
And Dean Ornish has the evidence behind that.
Mm-hmm. We have the evidence behind it.
Exactly. When we hear people doing something good, it's a ripple effect.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we get to the ripple
effect?
Doing
good and feeling good is definitely infectious.
It's true. You know?
So when people started hearing about, oh, you guys are like keeping track of the weight of when
people
started at Plantspiration.
Hold up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In my calls during the week, so during the calls, I'm hearing people say, and I put it in the health report, or I get to say, did you put it in, you know, they're telling me they're losing all this weight, or, you know, they're not hurting, or something's changed. And I say, did you put it in the health report? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like this. Now my arms are up in the air, like my job just keeps getting easier.
Yeah.
These guys are all putting in the, not everybody, I want everybody out there to do it in Plantspiration, but the people who are taking the time to hand in this information, look at what has happened. Now you won't even write it on the board.
Yeah, no, now I'm going to surprise you with it.
I think it's time for the Plantspiration Health Report. Give me, does the claps come now or
that's
after?
That's what I'm telling you, usually after.
Do it now, I want to hear it.
Yeah, what, the claps?
Yeah. All right, it's time for Plantspiration Health Report.
This Plantspiration Health Report is brought to you by Meijer's Grocery Store.
Meijer's, thank you for giving me all the beautiful produce. You have fresh deliveries every day.
Yeah.
Larry, I am so grateful for just taking care of me over at Meijer's. All the produce section,
definitely.
Guys. They don't know that I read the produce
wall on Reddit on
how... All that stuff is fascinating.
The subreddit
to me.
With the wet wall.
That's the stuff
setup.
I watch in there, like uplifting news, produce department,
good
things
stuff.
That make you smile.
Mm.
So thank you to Meijer's, and thank you to Plantspiration merchandise that John is fashionably wearing every day.
Yeah, where's yours?
This is brought to you by The Gap. It was on sale. And thank you. I've been shopping there since the kids were born, since it was started. So it's one of my favorite places. Plantspiration Health Report. Did you even add in the Saturday support group? Usually we have a day. So everybody hasn't even handed it in.
Well, I got some numbers from that.
Is there any new ones right now? Should I check?
No.
Okay, go.
Oh, I don't know.
Drum roll. I mean,
I don't have a drum roll, but I'll tell you what.
Since we started the podcast, we started the Plantspiration Health Report and just said, hey, wherever you're at, please start logging in and let's see how collective we can get with this. And people are tuning in to this podcast because we're bringing healthy back.
That's right. We are. Give me a high fiber.
Let's hear it.
And I'll tell you what. This week, checking in, everybody has lost a total of 1,108 pounds.
Shut the front door.
Yeah. 1,108 pounds.
I'm getting verklempt.
Wow. Don't do that.
That's... It just keeps going. Right? This is the week people fall off.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
And that's maybe how much percentage of people at Plantspiration are...
That's not, you know...
Well, I'm just saying it's
20% maybe?
I think 5.
It's probably... Yeah, it's not 20.
I think 5.
There's been a lot of people. I mean, we've been doing this for 5 years.
We didn't collect it for the past 7 years.
No.
This is just in the past 7 weeks. No. 12 weeks.
12 weeks.
1,108.
1,108.
I'm blown away. Thank you guys. Isn't that awesome? Thank you. Here's your weekly commercial for plantspiration.org.
Yes.
Get in here and let us teach you how to eat your plants off too. These people aren't dieting. They're not cutting carbs. They're not counting calories except counting them go up so that we can turn up that mitochondria.
Yeah.
They're learning how to really get this down.
I mean, we've really figured out how you can, it's pretty much all you can eat. Like it's all you can eat, dude. You make it all taste how everything I'm eating, I ate before, it tastes awesome.
Let me see if I can run down the classes we had this month that created all that.
Yeah.
We had the first class, how to eat your plants off. We did cheese fries, we did burgers, and we did waffles.
Yeah, wow.
This is how people are losing weight. Second class we did, I think, nutrient density.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We had the cheesy hash brown casserole.
Right. Oh, man.
Can't even think about what else, but we have been crushing it each week. We are doing 3 to 5 recipes each week right in front of you. Low fat, no oil, comfy, yummy.
That casserole last week was amazing.
What was that?
2 weeks ago, the casserole thing with the chickpea casserole was so good.
Just everything we're making.
This past week was chili.
Well, we know what foods are good because we've been doing this for so long. And as long as I've worked with people, we've learned one thing. People aren't eating enough.
And
there's a lot of confusion on what's the healthy food and vegan, plant-based, that kind of stuff.
Everybody is afraid to eat. They're afraid to eat. Like just our whole diet brain, that the way the industry and everything is just all
the
stuff that we've heard. It's hard to turn your brain around and turn off the diet brain, basically.
Would you say that this is the number one obstacle for people?
It's up there, turning that diet brain off. And yeah, it is, because that goes with the you're not eating enough. And that people are like, what?
And if you're not eating enough, what occurs?
Nothing. Like, it doesn't turn on your mitochondria.
Well,
burn, you know, really, you don't feel the full...
The reason why I trademarked Eat Your Plants Off was because all the work I was doing with people, they found me for weight loss since I lost the weight and my story's out there and they know I'm coaching people.
Right.
I really listened because I understood what it was like, what it is like.
Yeah, yeah.
To be on so many diets that it's so ingrained that when you feel full that you feel bad about yourself.
Yeah.
Or if you're getting a big plate of food, you're feeling bad about yourself. Like that is thing that goes on.
We equate that with feeling fat, fullness, or having your plate overflowing or nice big bowl of food. But this is how you need to eat the correct
food. Everybody talks about it's overwhelming when they see how much food that people are eating, but I want to get in you to get into class so that I can we break it down.
I really wanted to make sure
with the Eat Your Plants Off classes, John's a nutrition expert as well, plant-based nutrition expert. You just have so many other jobs during the week. Yeah. Mechanical engineer, you know, CEO.
I like making recipes, though. I like making things.
You cook more than me.
Yeah.
Today. Mm-hmm. This second lifetime. Yeah. You cook more than me right mm-hmm. now. I mean, I cooked every day. I had dinner every day for us, mm-hmm. and I loved it. But I my life is a little bit busier now, and my priority is more, I'm going to get on my bike or roller skate, and we're just going to have some potatoes and...
And well, that's how you eat potatoes and broccolis and all the good stuff.
Well, and lots of pasta. And yeah. Gosh, we've been hitting that chili and that soup.
Jeez Louise.
What else? Oh my gosh, that just bringing in that gratitude bowl again.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
We need next to do week's that. Class, by the way, and for all of you, I'd love to see you. We're going to be talking about reading labels, speaking about how confusing it could be.
Oh, cool.
We're going to be talking about reading labels on February 5th and then meal prepping and batch cooking. We really get into that because of the, you know, we go to the conferences and I'm always like, oh my gosh, you're going to say something really cool, something new, something exciting. Mm. It keeps coming back to the same stuff, but we're going to make it exciting on.
Right. I mean, the food's pretty much, I love all the new research and all the new things that we learn about what people aren't eating enough of the right body foods. And how to, you know, what's changing and how your body reacts to certain things. But the food is.
People aren't eating enough of the right foods.
Eating enough.
But we're getting there because they just dropped 1,108.
That wasn't from starving either. Yeah.
It wasn't. It was that they ate more. that's amazing. And thank you guys so much. Do we have any questions before we rock out of here?
Yeah,
the desire. And I hope, by the way, everybody here listening, this is about getting healthy. This is about conquering fears. And this is about achieving goals. And we hope that just by watching us in here, you know, getting through this inspires you.
This is a long, I mean, this question here might be a good one here. What challenges did you face starting Plantspiration and how did you overcome them?
That's
a huge
thing. It's a huge question, but.
And you can pick up my novel, Lat.
I really do want to write a book about it because I don't talk, well, it's not something I talk about often about how to start a business, how to do that.
Oh, yeah.
I had to learn how.
Exactly.
And I'm still learning how, and I'm going to continue to learn how. Mm-hmm. Some of the challenges I faced is I didn't know how to do a lot of things, and I had to learn how to learn how to do the things.
Yeah, exactly.
I had to learn how to learn how to do it. I started it on my phone, just to give everybody an idea. I didn't even have a laptop until COVID. Then I went virtual. One of the biggest obstacles was not knowing. So what I did was... You know, I'm going to give a plug out to my mentor, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
I reached out to a local, and it's all over the place, SCORE, is another nonprofit that helps, you know, volunteers helping other people with their businesses. And man, as soon as I reached out, I used to work at a chamber locally.
Yeah. Chamber of Commerce.
A chamber of commerce. So I was watching the SCORE meetings, but I was like, what is that? You know, I didn't get it. But as soon as I reached out to them and I connected with this guy, I just want to say thank you to him because he makes me want to be a better CEO. He makes me want to be a better entrepreneur. And it feels really good to have a support system to growing your business.
Well, definitely.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Kind of like Plantspiration. If you don't have a support system, I would have been lost.
It's hard. Yeah. It's hard.
You know? I've got a board to juggle. We've got numbers. We've got financials. We've got KPIs. We've got, there's a lot going on. And I really didn't know how to juggle just life, coaching people, running the group, which is my life is a lot in that group, live with the group coaching, to the classes, to the Saturday support group, to running everything. Yeah. So I just kind of had to reach for support. Did I answer that?
Yeah, I think
and
pretty much.
Let me just say this. I had to take care of myself, by the way.
That's right.
I could not have done this if I wasn't taking care of myself. So I continued to make health my priority, exercise, stress management, all of those things. And I know if Paul's listening, he would agree, are vital to being successful.
Definitely. That's how you score.
Thanks. You know, I love SCORE. They've been amazing. And I've also taken a lot of their courses or classes for learning how to get grants and, you know, from writing a book to how to run your nonprofit, you know, everything. It's just the information is out there, but you have to take the steps to actually do the work. There's a lot of information and a lot of people are reading stuff and taking it in. But over here, we're doers. We're
crushing it. That's right. We're doers. I got one more if I could. How do you stay consistent with healthy habits during busy or stressful times?
Desire to inspire, baby.
Boom. I knew it. It would come desire back to the show
inspire.
Topic.
That message that you gave me just at the beginning, the messages that I send you during the week from people leaving comments on this YouTube, thank you, by the way, or under Spotify. I haven't figured out how to see the Apple comments yet. That's the stuff that keeps me motivated. So when the day starts off like everything's going to shit, can I say a swear? I just don't want to.
Oh, geez.
Leo's listening.
Sometimes. Sometimes Leo listens.
It does. And now he reads, so I can't even spell it out anymore.
Whoa.
Five. I know it's just spelled and stuff. Okay. So hearing the messages, reading that stuff, that's all it takes to kind of, you got to focus on the wins, the thing that is going good.
It puts a little wind in your sail, the wins. Okay,
it really, and then really
when you send
does.
It to me, when you text them to me or send me a screenshot, I'm like, yeah, stoked.
That's how we do it. You have to focus on the wins. We cannot control everything, but we can control what we're telling our brain. And if I'm telling my brain every day, man, this is going to be hard, or, you know, how am I going to get everybody to get healthy, or this will never happen to get a billion followers, and if I did that all day long,
You're not going to do anything.
Nothing would happen. So I had to change the way I talk to myself.
That's right.
I had to lean into some support, and I had to take really good care of myself to keep up with all this stuff. And I focused on my wins.
Right. I want to say a lot of times in stressful times, it's really when something you can't control, you feel is controlling you. You know,
wow, that's deep.
It is. I mean, it's just how.
Say that again.
It's just, well, when like things you can't control are actually controlling you from how your reactions and how you are thinking about it, and you've packaged it where it's stronger than you, and this situation, it's just something you can't control.
I love the way you're putting this. Can you put it into an example with, like, let's say people wanting to get healthy?
It just goes with the self-doubt and everything. And you're just really thinking whatever it is, like, I can't
hold
do
on a
this.
Second. Are you relating it to in here?
I don't know. Kind of, I guess.
I think a little bit. I think it's cool that you're sharing that.
I could relate it to this.
Does that feel relatable to you?
Yeah, but I can control this.
What's going on?
What I'm doing, but instead of letting the stress of thinking about what I'm going to do control me, I'm just coming in here and attacking it. I'm just doing it and we're crushing it.
Do not be afraid to be you.
Yeah.
Do not be afraid to fail. Do not be afraid to make mistakes.
That's right.
That would be my tips, my coaching tips for this week, or my personal tips this week. You gotta just do what's, like you just said, just get in here and let it go. They're gonna let us know if they hate it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's fine. Let me know.
Yeah, if you want, let us know. We can. That's the whole point. It's hard to hear that, but I know if somebody says something, we got to listen to that. We got to see what. And not everybody
do the right thing.
Do the right thing. Yeah. Don't be too harsh. We know we're learning.
No, it's fine.
But we're really grateful for the opportunity that you took the time to listen to this.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Podcast. We really have a desire to inspire people to get healthy. And we just want to tell you in the background what's going on in our life, because I know so many times on the internet, it looks like it's easy, or it looks like life is perfect and life is great. And getting unplugged here with you is exactly what we wanted to share. Is it is not perfect. It is not always easy. But when you've got a desire to inspire, that's what gets us in here every week to say, John, look what's happening. 1,108 pounds. More people are hearing this. More people are sharing this. More people are learning this.
And hearing this on getting the feedback, that's the fire that lights my desire to inspire.
Whoa.
Look out.
Mic drop. How did you like this Saturday? You are a completely different vibe.
Well, I like this better to do this, and I'm all pumped up from our meeting, and this was just great.
I couldn't even listen to the last episode. I sounded like stressed out, or I sounded like uptight.
I wasn't on my A game.
On your A game. Well, how awesome that we can talk about it and realize like, all right, that one wasn't the best.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's why I unintentionally didn't really
You don't hit a home run every time up the bat, all right?
Put it
that way.
Then there was almost like pressure since that episode 10 went to like 6,500 views. We were whoa.
And that's what I was saying. Well, now I got to try to keep it.
You know what?
I put that stress on myself.
I think that impacted you.
Yeah.
I think that affected you last week where you're like, whoa, now what? But I say these things to you, and I know you don't always hear me when I say, don't think about it. Just go in there and be you, and just don't worry. It's all going to come together.
I had like a lot of other like work and different things and pressures and time. You know, I had so much
on my
mind.
Thank you for how hard you work.
I couldn't really 100% have my head in the game last week.
That's okay.
Yeah.
We were here for it, and I'm loving that we just got back in here and we're learning even about ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
How to do things better. Give me one of these hearts.
Give me that little community.
I'm just saying, this has been good for us.
Yep.
We hope it's been just as good for you.
I hope so. And you guys have a great, great week.
Yeah. We want everybody to eat their plants off. Mm-hmm. We don't have class this week, but we got a lot of work to do on the house. We've got some projects going on. But I'm going to be around at Plantspiration. Please follow us on social media and remember to like, subscribe, share, and continue to be the inspiration the world needs to see. It's never too late to feel great.
That's right,
man. We love you guys, and thank you so much. We'll see you next week on another episode. We made it to 12. Yeah, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We're so grateful.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great day.
Peace.